Lumen Crispy is knotted at two right as we get started. It's the T-Jacks with the first bucket, but then back comes the Lumen Crispy boys, and they put in a two-pointer as well. Zachan got the first one. Is Zach going to run out? Here's Eichley on the inbounds play. He misses off the glass. And Braden Brandle will tie up the drive there. Actually, Brandle stopped, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Eichley coming over to help out. Yeah, it is on Brandt. To the line for two then. Give it to George, I believe. Might not have the right numbers here. I feel like we did in the first half. I went off an old program, I think. Is 1-2 from the line for the Archangels. And then the T-Jacks turn it over. Coming up court there. There's a two-pointer on the baseline. Good again for the Archangels. It's now the T-Jacks with Koso, Eichley, Zachan, and Lynn, along with Braden Brandle, the starting five. There's ball out of bounds off of Lumen. Now a little bit of pressure in the backcourt by Lumen Crispy. Koso brings it up back and forth with Braden. They come across the timeline. Now Koso comes down into trying to go into the corner and stolen away again. Brandle, though, hustles back and takes that outlet pass. Lumen looking for the easy bucket. Instead got nothing. Zachan puts the ball into his defender there and tries to get around him. Instead, the steal comes, and the rebound still comes off the miss there by Lumen as they had a breakaway, but Kazakin got back there in time. Zachary, very good hustling. And here's Kozu with a long rebound. Kozu brings it across the timeline over to Braden Brandle, right side. 5-2 ball game here just underway. Lumen Crispy on top. Zachary in the corner, double-teamed. And timeout short, called by Coach Crawford over there. Good job. Zachan trapped in the corner, but he was looking for a way out and had one. But it wasn't going to be pretty, potentially. So Coach Crawford bails him on that one. Keep that possession here early. 5:33 to go, first quarter. A 5-2 score, Lumen. Getting all their points from the same fella. One team foul. That's on Eichley to start here. And so for this T-Jacks team, they don't have any, you know, hype with this group, really, but they have great hustle and good defense. And that'll get you a long ways, but they got to get these shots to go today. When they get them, they got to score and really be deliberate in it. Here's Koso, drives inside, pulls up for the shot. I think 24 got a piece of it there. Lumen did. And as they come away with the rebound, didn't get to the rim. And here's a steal by Eichley. He's that pass coming. Eichley ahead of the pack has Braden there. Braden in stride puts it up and in. That's Brandle with a nice move to time his jump. When he went up, that pass right on his fingertips off the glass for two. There's a missed shot there by Lumen, but last touch. Lind underneath trying to battle for a defensive board. Touched it last. Did some good height there. Two players for Lumen. Easily pushing the 6-1, 6-2 is good defense by Linder. Blocks out the big guy, and he misses short. Here's Braden trying to go up with it as he splits the defenders. Brandle knocks down the pass there. Koso nearly had it. Oh, it looked like that could have gone the other way. Randall knocks a pass down. Koso looked like he was going to get it, but the Lumen player right there, and I thought Lumen touched the last, actually, but not with my eyes anyway. That wasn't the case. And this one rolls around the cylinder and drops through, and it'll be a three for Lumen out in the corner. There's Koso with it. Now they find the high post. Eichley over to Zachary. Second shot is off. Rebound to Lumen. That's the other way we go, and Eichley cuts off the dribbler. Fires over on the right side there, but it'll be out of bounds off of, again, the T-Jacks. 8-4 score here halfway through the first quarter. And a timeout on the floor for the Archangels. They've got an inbounds play coming in out of this timeout. Coach over there says, we're going to see what we can get out of it. And right now, again, you can see for the T-Jacks here, their game is about, you know, converting off of any defensive plays that they can make, getting turnovers with a good defense, and then converting on that is so important. And they turned one into a bucket. But had another opportunity there, and Brandel had one defender beat, but another one slid in from the side and couldn't quite get past him. But that's the idea, trying to use that defense for your offense. Here's a good defense out there by Koso to bother the shot. Braden comes away with the rebound, hustles it up court. High pass overhead to Elia. Lynn underneath. Can't get that shot to go. Good look, though. Zach and back there with Eichley. And Lumen throws it to the T-Jacks, essentially, as the afterburners by Kazak and then Eichley turn it into a steal. Here's Zachary. Right side, as Eichley down low. Can't get the shot to drop. Ball tipped around. Lumen will end up with it. Lind went up for the offensive board along with Lumen, and this one's going to be off the hands of Lumen. So, again, turnover by Lumen Christie, but the T-Jacks hustling, swarming defense. They're really playing like they did, well, playing better than Birchwood right last night, in fact. Just more offensively, and here is Lynn tips that ball to Eichley, and he scores it. The miss by Zach, but Lynn right there couldn't get the rebound clean, but as good as an assist, he tips it to Eichley for two, right in front of the basket. That's the kind you're going to need in close. Get those easy shots. Hard work getting them, but they got it there. 8-6 score, 2:44 on the clock. Here's the shot. Getting a piece of it was Koso. The big guy puts it back up for Lumen, and he's fouled by Eichley. And that's going to be one of their difficulties, too, trying not to be in foul trouble. And Eichley has got to play inside so much. He picks up number two already. And at the line, the free throw missing first. One more coming for Lumen Christie. Check one on the way. In and out. Eichley with the rebound. Eichley to Zachary. Zach ahead to Braden. Pushes it off the glass. Can't get it to go. Lynn battling in there, too. Lynn's got it. Puts it up. Got it! Elia with a two-pointer. He just stayed with it. Hung in there. Battled and battled. 8-8 score. Braden in the backcourt. Near steal. 2:19 to go first quarter. Brendel with position. Here's Koso with the steal. And Koso scores for two. The T-Jacks go on top, 10-8. Kazakin and Brandel got that one to work. Here's the two-point shot on the baseline. Good for Lumen. They tie it up with that one, 1:51 on the clock. First quarter action here. And the T-Jacks back in possession. Braden has it. Now to the high post where Brian is. Eichley puts it on the floor, drives inside, gets his shot up, can't get it to go. Lynn battles for it. Lumen comes away with it, and ahead of the pack. So it's going to be Lumen for two. 12-10 score, 1:23 to go here first quarter. Brandle, left side, looks to the high post. Now goes over across court to Koso. He'll go deep in the corner to Zachary. Zachary comes back out to Brandle as they work the right side now. Eichley has it down low. Koso on the baseline. Can't get it. Zachary with the rebound. And a held ball. This will belong to the T-Jacks. Good looking start here for the T-Jacks. Hitting some shots, hustling defense, being rewarded. Here's Koso, gets in the corner. Riley's shot, partially tapped. Eichley ends up with it. Kozo's going to have to save it, and does. That ball was headed out of bounds. Riley made a nice plate travel call. Oh, boy. Riley just took that step an instant. Just that split second. Referee right there, and you could see it. Okay, checking in now, given... breather there will be Ashton Gould, the eighth grader. Gould doing a nice job yesterday, knows the game well. Got to get over there in time and get the hand up. Here's Braden ahead to Ashton. Ashton slips it up too hard off the glass. Gould in position there, but there's too much on it. As this ball tapped around, Eichley slaps it out of there, and Ashton comes up with it. Ooh, Eichley got a smack in the jaw. No, Lynn got a smack in the jaw. I just saw a three, but it was 32. So Zach comes back in. Zach can come in for Lynn. He just went out for a breather. And Zach with the pass to the cutter, Koso. Ball tipped out of his hands, but it'll be T-Jack's basketball. 12 seconds on the clock here and a chance to tie or take a lead. Riley will inbound. And it comes out to Ashton. Over to Zachary inside now. Eichley turns, shoots, not there. Down to 5 seconds, four. Here comes the drive and... nowhere to go with that one. As that's the end of the first quarter. And it's the T-Jacks at 10 and Lumen Christi Archangels at 12. We got a good one going, folks. Stay tuned for second quarter action coming up in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we're going to hand it back to Carl Pulliam, live at Lumen Christi.
Well, and thank you, Virgil. Good first quarter for the T-Jacks. As get this, so 10 points, 5 field goals, everybody put one in the basket. You couldn't ask for better balance, huh? And here is Koso stopping a big guy trying to drive in off the block there. And here's Lumen. They sneak one in, good drive to the middle of the key there. And Zach goes up high, but a little bit higher was... so lanky Lumen saw there. He makes it a 14-10 score. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. As Here's a steal by Lumen. Back the other way they go. That ball won't go in. Rebound comes off. Braden fights for it and gets it. Kazakin. Back to Braden. Randall. Brings it up deliberately now as Kosel. And Brandel will have it up front. Coach Crawford over there letting them know. Be deliberate. That's what we're looking for. Certain things we're looking for. And here's the ball tipped away as Eichley turned at the high post. Lumen comes up with it and gets nothing out of it. Well, they get it out of bounds. Here's a three-pointer try out in the left field there, and that misses. Ashton runs the floor, and Ashton blocked as he goes up for the shot. But right idea. Gould took it at the hole, and that's what you got to do. Here's Eichley underneath, count the basket, and he's fouled. Whoa, what a strong play by Bryan on the inbounds play. Takes a pass right underneath, and in one motion, swoops up a reverse for two, and he's fouled. Eichley with the chance for the three-point play. On the way, good for Bryan. Five in the game, and it's a 14-13 ball game. T-Jack's down just one. 6.5 minutes to go, first half. As Ashton cuts off the dribble there. Good job, drops down for a double team. Eighth grader getting it done, and here's a steal by Eichley. The defense of the T-Jack. Getting it done here. Just adding a little offense, and they'll find themselves on top here. Here's Zachary. Zachin's shot doesn't go, but there's Eichley with the rebound. Now it comes to Ashton. He'll fire. He's got it. Gold with a three. Ashton Gold, the eighth grader, pops one in from outside. And right now, all six T-Jacks that have played have scored, including eighth grader Ashton Gold. Puts him up 16-14 here. You gotta love the way these kids are playing after last night's game of Birchwood. They just couldn't find the bucket at all, even from the free throw line. And here they are still playing that hustling defense. And getting a few shots to drop, it makes all the difference in the world. Three-point try there by Lumen misses. Rebound comes off to Lumen, though. Ashton running back and forth trying to stay with that three-point line, whoever's out there. And here's a three from Lumen. They get it back to a one-point lead, 17-16. 5:20 to go, first half. Braden almost has his head taken off as he takes the handoff. It goes to Ashton, now back to Riley. Koso, deep pass over on the left side. Here's Brandel. He'll try a rainbow three. Ball knocked free there, and Eichley comes off with the offensive board. Ashton right there to give a hand, too. And they reset things as comes over to Ashton on the baseline drive. No contact there. Shot doesn't work, but Lumen back the other way. Pass underneath. No shot there. Good cover by Brandel. Now deep in the corner. Here comes another three, and it's good for Lumen. It makes it 20-16. And here comes Riley Koso. Koso goes to Zachary. Back to Koso on the baseline. Rims in and out. Where's Ashton with the offensive board? Bounces around. Won't go down. Oh, boy. He had a good look in there, and just great to get that board. As here's Brandel. Cuts off the drive and then fouls on the putback. Putback good, but Brandel gets the foul. Tough break there. Ashton's shot bounced around, and wouldn't go in. Gould is really looking good. Now Lynn coming back in. He had the He got a bloody nose, a smack in the face there when he stole that one pass back in the first quarter. 22-16 score, and a 3-point play try here for Lumen, and they've got it. A free throw good for Brandel. His first foul. Eichley has two. Only four fouls in the game so far, and we just got 4 minutes to go in the first half. So well played, good clean first half, good competitive first half. Here's Koso, splits the defenders and goes to the hoop, banks it in off the glass. Koso's got another bucket. Aluminum, no, boy, Koso going up for the pass there was a high pass. Koso went for it as well with the Lumen player. But as they came down, Koso coming across the arm, couldn't get control of it. And then Zachary almost again near foul. Koso picked up the 14th foul for him here. As this ball comes out, Lynn's going to chase that one down. Lynn over to Braden. Brandle flips it up. Oh, drop. And Brandle will go to the line for two instead. Chance for a three-point play. That would have been a good one, but nevertheless, foul goes on Lumen. They're second, and at the line, Braden. With a chance for one of two, it looks like. Brandle misses on the first, second one on the way. Good. And one of two he gets. 23-19 score, 3:21 to go. Brandle, such a good jumper and uses those arms well. Not almost knocks the pass down twice, not once. As here's a shot out there good for Lumen. And it's another three. Same fellas hit three threes here in the first half. Comes into Eichley in the lane. Eichley turns, shoots. No, not there. As Lumen hustles it up court on the baseline, they go. Here's the cutter. No shot there is Eichley and Brandle. Both hands up on defense. For Brandle comes across the timeline. Now to Koso, long three-pointer. Gould going to come back in, Ashton. We'll check in, let's see. Timeout on the floor for Lumen at a 26-19 score. Lumen's got three-pointers rolling here in this second quarter. Three of them. And that's been the difference right now, a seven-point lead. The 1 3-pointer by Ashton Gould there put the T-Jacks up at 16-14 for a bit. As Gould buried a three. But they've only got 3 points since then, while 12 points for the Archangels, and nine of those coming on those three threes. Then the other 3 points was a three-point play with their big kid inside on the putback. Defense of T-Jacks really, again, just this is a tough team. They'll be a tough out when they learn to put that ball in the bucket and learn maybe their determine or get down that ability to kind of set the tone of the game as much as they can. They're not going to be a big team and out-rebound people, but they'll out-hustle and out-defense people all day long. Okay, Lumen with the ball out of the timeout. And Lumen works down low. They get the weak side open, and sure enough, there's the two-pointer. They just rolled the defenders to sleep a little bit that time. Passed around the outside and then went deep to the box from the weak side. And with 2 minutes to go, timeout now for King Cove. As Riley Koso came in, or Ashton came in, but Koso now back in. And so with just 2 minutes to go here in the first half, though, real important for the T-Jacks to hang tight, keep this in single digits, especially with the first half they played. They played so well here so far in the first half, you'd hate to see them dropped down by double digits going into halftime. There's that psychological part of that. Just building momentum, too, before halftime, important. Brandle gets the screen from Eichley, goes to the right side, or back to Koso, now up top. Koso swings inside, pulls it back out. Reach in there by the defense. No call. Here's Eichley at the high post. Eichley finds a cutter, and that's Koso. Koso leaves it a bit short. And for Lumen, they'll get it back with 1:37 on the clock. Here in the first half and a 9-point lead. And here's a steal by Lynn. Lynn will try to take it all the way to the hoop, tipped out of bounds. As he tried to pass over to Brandle, his defender right there with him, and he really didn't have a chance for a shot, so he tried to bounce pass over to Brandle, tipped away by the Lumen defense. Comes into Eichley. He'll bring it out. Now to Brandle. 1:20 on the clock. Braden. Gets the ball overhead. Looking for help. Goes to Eichley. High post again. And Eichley fouled there by Lumen. So Braden will put it into play to Riley Koso, the freshman. Handles the ball line. He's their point guard here. Koso gets his man going one way. He goes the other. Can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled as he goes up. Foul's going to go on Lumen Christie there, the second. Foul number five is 28-19 score. Koso in and out on the free throw. One more to go. Koso's second shot on the way. This one also misses. And the rebound comes off the Lumen. They got numbers here as the boys go after the offensive board. And then Eichley will get called for the foul. Blocked the shot, but made contact there as he did. He came from the weak side, and Eichley picks up number three. 28-19 score still. And two shots coming for Lumen Christie. First one good. Ashton checks in. Gould, the eighth grader, he's showing he can play, as is Koso, the ninth grader. Good little nucleus there at eighth and ninth grade. Have a couple of kids like that. That's nice to have in the pocket. So both good from the line. And there's that double-digit lead at 30-19. Here's Brandle into the lane. The kick out to Koso. Comes back to Brandle. Looks at a three-point try, doesn't get it. Fights in there for his loose ball after the miss. And now ahead of the pack, here is Lumen trying to get a two, and they do. Twenty seconds on the clock. 32-19 score. And Brandle to Koso, and Koso working top of the key. Goes to Ashton. Now he's got him down the right corner. Comes back to Koso with 4 seconds on the clock. Here he goes, putting up the shot. Rolls off the rim again. Boy, those shots have been right there. So many of them so close, and they just are not dropping on those close-in ones. Well, that's the end of the first half, but it's the Lumen Christie Archangels coming out hot in that second quarter. They put up 20 points as they hold the T-Jacks to just 9 and lead it 32-19 here at the half. But great effort by the boys here, and a much better game going for them than at Birchwood against a similar opponent in a lot of ways, with some good height and good quickness and some shooters they've got, that's for sure. We're going to send it back to Virgil there at KSDP, and we'll be back in 60 seconds for our halftime stats, and then we'll take a big break after that. The score, Lumen Christie 32, And the T-Jacks from King Cove, 19.
The programming that you're listening to is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating. Established in 2006, Sandpoint Generating has been providing power to the people in Sandpoint for over a decade. For any questions about your service or outages, please call 907-383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, a stalwart supporter of public radio.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Went a little over budget, but back to Carl, and then we'll have a little halftime break.
Thank you, Virgil. It's always good to hear about our sponsors out there that bring you our road trip games like this, all the games all year long, too. And, of course, we can look forward knowing almost assured that without any kind of catastrophic results of any kind, some team recruiting a 6'3 girl or something that can handle the ball, the King Cove rookies should likely be giving themselves a shot at a state championship again this year. And that'll be good to be there in March. This King Cove boys team, though, to defend that title, they've got the right defensive set. The offense here, though, they struggle. But that's not to say it, you know, it'll improve during the season, obviously. But they're a small team, but, boy, are they scrappy. And their defense is second to none. I just love the way these kids are working hard. But they've got to get some shots to drop. And even on those short ones coming in, being able to drive inside and watching that ball bounce around and out, not just be off just a little bit, it'll come with practice, so we'll see how that works out for them during the season. And, of course, these next road trip games, too. We've got Kenai tomorrow, and then three games against 3A teams down there in the Homer Big Gym, as got Galena, Kotzebue, and Homer to face down there. So they've got a lot of stiff competition for the T-Jacks. But they'll only learn from it. I think the attitude's all there for them. And the way they're coming out, these kids could be hanging their head after the Birchwood game yesterday, but instead they come out full of fire, and that defense carrying them again. 32-19, the scoreboard, though. Lumen on top, and mostly due to the Howard kid there. He's got 15-13 in this second quarter as they outscore the T-Jacks 20-9 to take that double-digit lead. They've got to stop. They've got to protect that three-point line and watch that the Howard kid. He's got two fouls, though, too, which is always nice to get somebody that's doing that in foul trouble. Speaking of foul trouble, though, Brian Eichley picked up his third. Eichley's the inside guy, too, and it just happens. I mean, he's going to pick up fouls. He leads the way, by the way, too, with 5 points. As Eichley with five, with four, Riley Koso, and then three apiece, Braden Brandel and Ashton Gould, the eighth grader, hits a three-pointer there in the second quarter. 2 points apiece, Elia Lind and Zach Kazakin, as the boys giving a really good effort here in this first half, but down on the scoreboard by 13. Well, we're about 5 minutes away from second half action. Going to send it back to KSDP Studios, but we'll be back for an exciting second half here. It's the T-Jacks at 19, the Archangels at 32. Back in 4.5 minutes, actually, Virgil, for that second half.
Got my clock punched, and we'll give Carl Pulliam a break of Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions, bringing you live coverage of the rookies and now the T-Jacks. Here on KSDP, Looks like the previous game has been archived and is up at apradio.org if you want to catch that rookies action and if you missed it earlier today. Moving on, we're going to hear a shout-out to the Federal Census, which is helping bring you community radio and trying to accomplish their mission as well.
Alaska. This year, our state will lead the way for the nation as the 2020 census begins January 21st in Tuksuk Bay. Once every 10 years, the census is the only complete count of the United States population, and tribal communities will be among the first counted. The resulting data can impact every community, down to the smallest American Indian reservation and Alaskan Native village. Learn more about how the census can affect your community for the next decade and beyond at IndianCountryCounts.org. This message is brought to you by the National Congress of American Indians and the Indian Country Counts campaign.
To fade that out, Spirit of the West, D for Democracy, a little song from Canada from the 90s. Back to Carl.
And thank you, Virgil. As the boys start out with the basketball, here's Koso trying one from the outside. Good open look. Brandel's going to be there for the steal. The outlet, no tap back as Brandel went high for it, but it's not the Howard kid, it's the Gregory kid. They had the 15. I thought that was Howard, but Gregory gets a two-pointer to start here in the third quarter. Koso had a good look from three-point land. It just didn't go. Then Brangle broke up the outlet pass, thought they were going to get it back, but instead went back the other way. Here's a shot there by Zach, misses. Eichley the rebound. Here's Brando coming from the right side, in and out on the little scoop. Here's Koso. Three-pointer good! Bradley Koso hits the three. Needed bucket there, 34-22. And second comes up to foul Gregory as he starts by. Brando came up to help out, made the contact, though, and Zach picks up just his first foul. Brian Eichley with three. He's got to watch it. And here's Gregory. Tries a three-pointer. Doesn't get it. Koso rips down a rebound from the outside. Blast past Gregory. Then loses a handle on it. Gets it back to Zach. Second tries the two-pointer at the free throw line. Misses there. Ahead of the back. And Zach breaks it up there. They had a fast break going, but stopped at half court because of the hustle of Kazakin. Lumen working around the outside, looking for an open look to get it in the big guy inside. Back out it goes. Swing it to the weak side. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Mr. Bennett there. Makes it 37-22 as Tim Bennett hits the three. Koso has it. Riley keeps the dribble, still up top. Goes to Zach on the left, looking for Lind inside. Now a weak side pass over to Brandle. He'll try the looping three-pointer. Doesn't work. And here comes Gregory again. In the lane, off the glass, 2 points. For McGregory, another bucket. 19 in the game for him. He's a good shooter, and that's one of the things, even on those, the floaters, the drive, has a good soft touch, has a nose for scoring there. As here's Koso. Did I give him a three on that? Yes. And that was a short three. No, from here, though, at the far end, looked like he was in the blue, but not so outside of it. So the three-pointer. Eichley breaks up the inside pass, then taken back by Johnson. 3 seconds in the key. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You wondered a lot of activity in the key there, and you want to hope that are they going to get that call? They should, and they did. 39-25. Koso, 2 3-pointers here in the third quarter. Here comes Zach on the drive. Puts it up off the glass. He's got it and one. The senior, Kazakin, will go to the line for one more. Zach, 39-27. Plays with so much heart, this kid. I just love him. I remember from last year, the year before, just that's the guy. And to the floor they go. Zach here to try to battle for that too, but without traveling, Lumen gets it out of there off the floor. Not easy to do. 39-27 scorers. Gregory fires. He's got a three. Gregory faked the pass out, then came back with a shot. Not an easy shot. 42-27. 4:20 on the clock here, third quarter. And Gregory outruns everybody as Brandle wanted that pass back. Gregory with the two. So just like that, they pull within 12 now. 5 quick points by Gregory, a three and a two off the steal. And it's 44-27. Just over 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. That's one thing about this team. When their points are so critical, and they can't give up the easy baskets. Those are the tough ones on turnovers and those kind of things. Or when they make a play like at the start of this third quarter here too, it was Gregory that got the benefit of a tipped. Brandle had knocked the pass down. Zachary went for it. Thought he was going to get it. The big kid was right there and literally just kind of reached a little higher and had it. And who was ahead? Gregory. And he just kind of pushed the ball out of there, even though Zach had a hand on it. It was struggling for the basketball, and the ball pops ahead just enough for Gregory to catch it in stride as he comes firing up court from the other side there. An easy layup, and it's just the little things like that, just enough to put him in this position again. So down 44-27 here, but halfway through the third quarter, they've had a decent third quarter. It's just that points going here for Lumen instead. Here's Brandle on the drive. No. And Eichley underneath tries to reverse, can't get it. And out of bounds, last touch by Lumen. So inbounding on the under the basket play will be Koso. Koso nearly fouled out there, but no call. He keeps control. Koso keeps the dribble. Now down to Zach. Inside to Lind, and a great pass from Zachary to fellow senior Elia Lind, and he's got two. Zach thought about the shot, then switched and went bounce past to Lind on the baseline, and he banked it in off the glass. This one tipped there, and last touch, Eichley gets a hand on it. Everybody wanting Noah Cruz there was going up for the alley-oop. And now a timeout for Lumen Christie. I think there was a lot of discussion over whether that should have been a foul on the alley-oop, but both players went up for it. Cruz, a slighter player, really, and Eichley, much stronger player when they went up. Yeah, there was contact in the air, but not really a foul. Just one player stronger than the other and in a different position there. As they came down, it was Cruz looking like he had been fouled, but he hadn't. Going for the ball, both players. Eichley is. He looks like he could be a very good wrestler. I don't know if he does, but there's a shot there by Lumen. Misses the ball, tipped around, and ends up with the big guy out in the corner. Now back to Gregory. Up top is they go to Bennett. Cross court pass to Gregory. He wants to shoot, but taken away there by Eichley. This one doesn't go, and again, there's Bennett with the rebound inside, and again Bennett, and he's got it the second time. Bennett using his length and big body to get position there. 46-29. Zach and in the lane, trying to slip a pass into Koso, I think traveling before he got rid of it. 2:34 on the clock. Newman stays on top here. Need to stop. Need a turnover. There it is. Kazakin gets the steal, and Brandle gets the foul. He'll shoot two. Brandle got ahead trying to pick up the bucket and the foul, but just got foul only. And at the line, Braden, two shots. First one in and out. One more coming up for Braden. Brandle looking in on this next one. This one also misses, so missing two from the line. And they haven't shot free throws again well today either, so got to get those down. More practicing. Now up high to Gregory, and Zach takes it away. He's got Brandle ahead. Brandle back to Zach. Back to Brandle out on the baseline. puts up the shot. That won't work. Rebound comes off, and they're going to call a foul in there on Kazekin. Puts up his second. Eichley played the whole third quarter so far and playing it tough, but hasn't picked up his fourth foul, so that's good because that can pick up his second. Gregory going trying to split the defenders there, and Koso takes it away. They got numbers. Braden tries to go over the top to Eichley, and they're going to get a run out here. As count the basket in the bucket is good, the foul on Koso getting back late. Oh, boy, those are the kind of ones we talked about where you have a run out, you had numbers, and couldn't get a shot. David Bennett goes to the line. And Ashton Gold checks in for the T-Jacks, 48-29, 49-29. And Zach twisted his ankle on that one. Ooh. He limps off the floor over there. As Kazekin not putting any weight on that. Oh, boy, that's rough. So Braden comes right back in. Randall in the lane. Out to Ashton. Shot won't go. Rebound comes off, though, to Lumen. Take it back the other way. 105 to go here in the third. And they nearly, Eichley nearly takes that ball away. Not quite, almost. As Ashton gets a hand on that pass. And the miss there by Bennett. Brendel comes out with it, flips it over to Elia, back to Brendel for two. Good pass back by Elia Lynn. Kept the defender on him and got it back to Brendel for a two-pointer. 49-31. Comes into Bennett. His shot, no. Rebound comes off to Brian Eichley, and Brendel, nobody on him. All the way to the hoop for two. That's the way to go, boys. Right back to 49-33, 20 seconds on the clock. Oh, that's almost like a travel. No, but here's the two-pointer good. Then for Noah Cruz, 8 seconds on the clock. Goes to Brandel. And Brandel will sneak up a three try, but doesn't get it. That's the end of the third quarter. The boys hang around, but down by 18 now at 51-33 after three. We'll be back for the fourth and final quarter here for the T-Jacks against Lumen Christie. The score, 51 for Lumen, 33 for King Cove. And back in a minute.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right, handing it back to courtside for the last quarter of the T-Jacks.
It'll be Lumen Christie with the basketball to start this fourth quarter. Watch out, they leave Gregory open. And he doesn't get that one, fortunately. Kozo, strong rebound between two Lumen Christie players. Here's Ashton, comes down the baseline, puts up the shot. Misses there, and going to keep it King Cove basketball. Lumen Christie had a chance to grab the basketball. The kid reached out like he might have touched it and probably did, then pulled back, hoping not to get the call. Coach says, hey, kid, you got two hands. Grab it. Something to that effect. And Koso trying to flip a pass out, knocked down there by Bennett. Back the other way he goes. Score the hoop, count the basket. I leave the foul. Bennett, with his strength there and height, able to match up well with Eichley in terms of the strength, but beats him on the height by a bit, and by a significant amount, really. And Bennett at the line for the three-point play, try and gets it. So they start off with a three-point play here in this opening moment of the fourth quarter. Lumen does. 54-33 score right now is Brandon with a quick touch pass to Eichley. Hard to handle. Eichley looking for Ely and just off his hands out of bounds. Lind upset. He should have had that, and he knows it. And here's Eichley. Gets a beat on that one. Eichley will take it all the way through the hoop for two. There's no need for the extra pass there. Just take it right in. And part of that is sometimes giving the extra pass these kids. I mean, it's, you know, good to be, want to get everybody involved all the time. And here comes Zach back in the ballgame. Zach, and of course, had that rolled ankle there. He went limping over to the bench, found some tape, and got himself all set up here again as Koso drives right to the hoop, leaves it a little short. Ahead of the pack is Gregory. Brandle's with him, holds up, and maybe a foul called on Kazakin. Picks up his third. Two line goes Gregory. He's two for two from the line. And their best shooter. Hope that was enough jinxing there, but it didn't work on the first one. Now three for three is Gregory. He has one more. And this one on the way also good. Boy, they have hit their free throws since the second quarter. Only missing one out of seven. Six or seven from the second quarter on. Here's Eichley, goes inside, collects the ball, can't get it to drop, gets his own rebound, flips it out, and stolen away there by Lumen Christie. Koso giving chase, but not in time. Oh, boy, another one of those rough plays where you go, ah, if only. Eichley just lost a handle on it, and he had to just poke it out there. And he poked it right out where Tim Bennett could run under it and take it to the hoop for two. 5:38 on the clock, 58-35 score. Brandle and Koso playing catch on the right side. Now cross-court pass. By Brandle is off the mark. And for Lumen, they'll go right back to Gregory again. He's got a three. Two. Long two. 60-35 now. Coming up on that 5-minute mark. Koso goes to Brandle. Braden drops a bounce pass down to Eichley, and he scoops one up and in. Good pass by Braden there and found Eichley for two. Bryan with nine in the game. And a travel call. Everybody in the floor called that one. Koso to Brandle. 60-37 score into Eichley again. Off the glass, it won't work. Eichley trying to chase down the rebound. Lumen comes up with it. Ashton steals the outlet pass. And the shot by Koso won't drop. And back comes Bennett with it for Lumen. Now the other Bennett in the lane misses a shot. There'll be two shots coming. Ball's going to be on Koso. Picks up his second. David and Tim, or Daniel and Tim Bennett. This is Daniel, the bigger one. And Daniel missing on the first. He'll have one more. There's a second shot. Good on the second for Bennett. Will check out for Kazakin. So Ashton Gould, along with Riley Koso, eighth and ninth grader. And then Brandel, Eichley, and Brandel dropping a pass off to Eichley, and he gets another two-pointer from Brandel. And then the senior Kazakin out there for the boys. Here's a steal by Koso, brought out by the double team of Kazakin and Brandel, and Koso has a two. Back-to-back buckets here. That's the four-minute mark, just under the four-minute mark. And here's near steal by Ashton. He throws it back into play. And timeout for Lumen. I tell you, it could have easily been a travel. Fair amount of King Cove fans here, which is always neat. Well, lots of times when rural teams will be traveling in the Anchorage area, we get enough people from around Anchorage that hear about the games. They'll get down to the gym, and a 61-41 score right now, 3:36 to go, but these kids have played tough, these T-Jacks. Like we said, their defense, outstanding. And it's just, a few of these plays going the other way. And you look at it, you know, and this is a key road trip in that sense. The competition they're playing has been very good. Lumen team here, this is a good ball club. So was Birchwood yesterday. Birchwood, to me, I think, is when I look at this conference here that these teams belong to, it could easily be Birchwood and Lumen Christi or Nicolaibus. One of those, or two of those three teams would come in from this district. And actually, we're at that spot where this district, though, has not enough teams maybe to have two teams go to state. Maybe it's time to start changing that out with some of those other 1A conferences that are much stronger. But, you know, you've got Nanilchik in there, too, as well as Cook Inlet Academy. Soldovia, that program has dropped off to nothing after having a state championship five years or so ago, 6 years ago. But here's Gregory out of the timeout, comes into the lane, throws up the shot, and it's Daniel Bennett with a rebound putback for two. Gregory trying to get a foul call, but and not able to. Here's Zach from a deep two, and Kazakin hits the shot. He's got six in the game. A little pressure defense there by Brandel. In the backcourt, they have him at half court, actually, and then comes into Bennett. He misses a shot there, and Kazakin comes away with the rebound. He goes so high, had to balance himself with one hand to hang on. 63-43, 2:46 on the clock. Brandel with it. To Koso, now to Ashton. Gould drives down inside, has his shot blocked as he goes up for the reverse. And for the T-Jack, Kazakin. Out to Ashton, now to Riley. And to Brandel, they'll set up again. Coach Crawford over there calling the play. They find Eichley. Eichley looking for Ashton in the lane. Drops it off to Zach. Back to Eichley. And back to Kazakin. Here's his shot. Good. Zachary gets another one. Back-to-back buckets by Kazakin for now 8 in the ball game. And a 63-45 score. 2 minutes on the clock. Double team at half court. They're in good shape. Now they get out of there. Daniel Bennett with it. Bennett takes it to the hole. Can't get it. Eichley gets the rebound and pass it to Brandel. Brandel goes to the right side and misses the layup. And again, those are those ones they got to drop. You got to make those. Braden was coming straight at the basket, wanted to get to the right side and put up the little half hook. It just didn't go. And then back the other way, a three-pointer from Tim Bennett says, well, that's why you got to get those twos, 66-45. As Kazakin looking for Eichley, and Eichley's shot rolls around and down. Well, Brian with now 13 in the game. And Zach jumps out there on defense, but missed there by Bennett. Riley comes in to collect the rebound. Koso's got Brandel on the right side, and he'll go to the hoop and score. The freshman, he knew there was going to be contact, and Riley took it and still put it in with a soft touch. Beautiful job by him. Bennett gets a foul there, Tim. 66-49 plus one coming from the line for Koso. He had 2 3-pointers back there in the third quarter. They played him pretty straight up there, 18-14 in that third quarter. This is on that shot, gets his own rebound, puts it up. No. Eichley underneath, goes to Kazakin. He tries it not there. And again, it'll be out of bounds. Good hustling there by the T-Jacks all the time. T-Jacks will get it out of bounds underneath. Kazakin to inbound. Zachary comes into Koso. Back to Brandel. Now Braden works through that little Euro step of Braden. Good for two. And Brandel brings him to within 15 at 66-51. There's Bennett with it. And there's going to be a foul on Brandon. Or on Braden, actually, as Brandel picks up his second. And Brandel comes out. He took a smack in there. Like across the eye or something, but at the line, the 1-on-1, not there. It hit up top, so called out as Memphis Mack checks in. He's a freshman for the T-Jacks. Just 8 seconds on the clock here as we wind down. Goes to Ashton. Gold back to Zachary. Zachary shot, hit the front iron, but won't drop. That's going to be the end of the ball game. It's the T-Jacks at 51 and the Lumen Christy Archangels at 66. A good hustling T-Jacks effort, though. Not good on the scoreboard, but good for them in terms of they got to feel good about that effort. And it's set them up for tomorrow's game coming up against Kenai tomorrow. But the JV squad down there looking for a V in that or a W in that column. 66-51 our final. We'll be back with our post-game stats and we'll tell you about the next 4 days too. Coming your way all here on KSDP back in 60 seconds.
Fish are the lifeblood of Alaska. And that is never more true than in smaller communities such as ours. With several facilities throughout Alaska, Trident Seafoods provides fish processing services to the Aleutians. Trident is a proud supporter of KSDP and local fishing communities here in the Aleutians East Borough. More information is available at 800-426-5490. Trident Seafoods, fish for the future.
As always, give it a couple hours and we'll have this game archived at apradio.org. Thank you to Carl Pulliam for doing both games today. We're going to hand it back to him here in just a few seconds. And he can give you a roundup and the outlook for the next couple of days of this T-Jacks and Rookies road trip. Here you go, Carl.
Well, thank you, Virgil. You know, this once in the boys tonight really gives me a lot of I have just a lot of optimism with these kids. These are overachievers. Right now, defensively, they got it. They're overachieving to keep teams that should be scoring more points and making these scores more lopsided. They are not letting them happen. Right? I mean, they're gritty. And the thing is, I saw the offense coming along today, and I think for Coach Crawford too, he's got to feel real good about this effort today. I mean, I'm looking at the kids that scored. And how that scoring went. And you know, it's, there's the few little mistakes, but they're such timely ones. They kill momentum a bit. And then when you're down 12, trying to fight to get it back to 9 or something, and then you give up a 3 and then a 2, and all of a sudden it's 17 instead of maybe 8 or 9. And they don't get disheartened, though. They played tough right down to the end. The final score, 66-51. They lose by 15. But to me, like a defensive victory in a sense, as these Archangel kids, they've got some shooters there. And, yeah, the one kid did put up, 28 for Brendan Gregory. But some of them were easy out of that 28 because he does. He hangs out. He tries to get those long passes, get the layups, goes for the fouls, always driving, hoping to, get fouled on his drives. But he was really the only one that got loose. You look at the other kids there. Cruz had 11. Tim Bennett had 11. Their big kid, Daniel Bennett, the bigger of the two Bennett boys, he ended up, you know, using his strength and body to pick up extra points there, too, as he had 15. But that's it. Four kids scored for them, and everybody else, nobody got a bucket. So they did it defensively, a really good job, I think. Offensively, they just got to keep working and working and working. They got to work on free throws, too, as that's just practice. And they missed, again, significant number of free throws there as they had opportunities, 5 in the first half and 4 more in the second half where they didn't hit one. So 2 for 5 and 0 for 4, 2 for 9 from the free throw line. A couple points makes a difference. You get them from the line. If you could hit 4 more of those, be 6 for 9, you'd be at 66-55, a different style ball game potentially on when those happen. But scoring-wise, look at this. Everybody that played, Memphis came in for just a bit there at the end, the ninth grader, but did not score. But everyone else scored. You had the three-pointer from Ashton Gold, and he looked for his shots, and he took shots, but didn't hit any others. But he had some good moves to the basket, and there were shots that could have gone, one or two that just missed. So he had 3. 4 points for Elia. Lind, again, some opportunities inside, and a couple of times some good passes that set up teammates, too. Braden Brandle and Zach Kazakin. Kazakin had 8, Brandle with 9, and both those kids coming through in the second half, putting up 6 points apiece, and just looking more comfortable shooting the basketball or taking those shots. So it's coming. That offense is coming. Eichley and Koso, they lead the way, double-figure scoring. Brian Eichley with 13, 8 of those in the fourth quarter. Started to look for his shot rather than passing or rather than dribbling out instead of putting it up. And I think they're going to get that confidence. And then the freshman, Riley Koso, 2 3-pointers in the third quarter, 14 overall. He had 10 in the second half. you got to feel good about how the offense is starting to gel just a bit. They're starting to get the confidence. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game. In Kenai tomorrow, it'll be the Kenai JP and the T-Jacks. The Kenai girls varsity will take on the rookies. And those games, I think, not sure of the times, but I think roughly it's the same time as we are here. We'll check on that one. And you probably know more than I do, Virgil. and I could probably find out from Coach Lamar, but I didn't check in on that tonight. So, you know, for me, while not a victory, signs of a victory are right there. 66-51, the final. King Cove dropping this one to Lumen Christi Archangels on their home floor, but the boys looking so much better than yesterday against Birchwood, and just a fire all the way to the end, the defensive end. They got no problems defensively. It'd be nice to have a 6'5" guy, though. Any of you out there listening in, boy, go see Coach Crawford. All right, Virgil, I'm going to send it back to you. We got Kenai tomorrow, and then the Homer Winter Carnival Tournament coming up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So lots of basketball coming your way. And where is it at? KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint. I'm Carl Pulliam. Have a great evening, folks. More basketball coming up tomorrow for you down on the peninsula in Kenai. Thanks, Virgil.